I was in the middle of eating a late breakfast, or I guess it would have been lunch at that point. And I heard it coming through.
What did it sound like?
The day of, there, I think it was a fisherman who described it as like a whoosh. That's what it was. I thought it was a big gust of wind, but it just went on for too long, and it was weird. You could almost feel it, like it was like a kind of a bass vibration almost. So I went out and I looked around. I didn't see anything at that point. There was a secondary smaller slide, and I saw trees going down, and that's when I called 911 because I was like, oh, okay, like there are people over there. This is big. So I called 911. They said evacuate immediately. So I got all my gear on. I didn't grab anything at that point. Ran up to the road, and there was just a wall of broken trees, 30 or 40 feet high. Several cars were there, several neighbors, and they were looking at it saying like, yeah, we got the call to evacuate. We can't evacuate. Like, clearly it's impossible to get past this. And so I called 911 again, you know, we can't evacuate, like it's clearly cut off. And then they were like, we'll call you back. And I was like, okay. So I had a very, very tense 15-20 minutes. The Haines dispatcher called back and she said, get a flare, go down to the beach, we're gonna have boats come and evacuate people off beach road. So I was like, I don't have a flare. So grabbed my flashlight and grabbed a little backpack. And when you hear that tone in their voice when they're saying get out now, it's you know, every single second you're spending wondering if you should grab, you know, this or that book or your laptop or whatever, every moment you spend thinking about that is a moment that could be the difference between life and death. Luckily, I have easy beach access, so I just ran right down there. There were several fishing boats coming around the corner at that point, and I waved my flashlight and they came right over. And then we had to go almost all the way over to the other side of the cove to get around the debris pile to get into the harbor.
What could you see in the debris in the water?
It's just trees, shattered trees and floating bits of insulation board. That was and at that point, that was the first time any of us really were seeing the extent of the slide and realizing that if anybody was in the path of that thing, like the mountain fell on them. It's just total devastation. Anything in the path of that slide was total devastation. There were no trees left. There was no road, no nothing.
I guess you made it to the harbor. Is that where
so we came into the harbor, and the boats went right back out, you know. And I walked to the mountain market because, you know, the library was closed, the stuff was good. I just like walked to the mountain market and just like sat down. And of course, at that point, it was so recent, like nobody at the mountain market knew really yet. So it was just like, that was some weird whiplash.
After all this happening to you, like how are you feeling? Are you feeling sad about what happened, or distressed, or grateful for, you know, being rescued?
You know, what emotions are you feeling? It's funny because I think at least from what I can tell of the other people who were also the people who were like immediately taken off that beach, especially like the day afterward, we were all just ecstatic to be alive and in town. And so it was strange having this, you know, this huge destructive tragedy happen, and we're, you know, we want to throw a party. But there's lots of complex emotions, and especially realizing the extent of the tragedy that happened over there.